the Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Hey, good morning. It's 9:21. We've got clouds, 64 degrees. Welcome to our Thursday talk round. It just rolls right along here. Doing our weekly check-in with Mary out at Twin Town Villa. Hey, when you're thinking assisted living and you want that big, full life, well, just head on out to Twin Town Villa and take a tour. Mary on the phone with me this morning. Mary, good morning.
Good morning.
What's going
on? You just busted me eating a homemade chocolate croissant.
Well, don't stop on my account, for crying out loud. That sounds really, really good. Hey, what's going on? Catch us up. What's happening at Twin Town Villa?
Well, besides all the amazing meals that we get and snacks, because this chocolate croissant was made in our kitchen, we headed on out for a country drive on Tuesday and went all around and looked at the fields, looked at, unfortunately, the water in our ditches and some of our fields, but residents had a great time. They went anywhere from over by Kent all the way all around and ended up in Great Bend and came back to us. So they were out quite a bit and looked around and had a great time. This week we're gearing up for music in the building again. We have Catholic services this afternoon, along with our ladies get pampered with manicures again this afternoon. And, homemade meatballs, I noticed when I was grabbing my chocolate croissant, were on the menu for today. The kitchen was making us some nice homemade meatballs. So, we're gearing up for summer. We did some planting of pots yesterday, so the flowers are starting to show up, and garden stuff is going to be coming on in. So we're having a good time out here.
Well, and a lot of music coming up outdoors in the summertime, too, which makes it even better. And ice cream treats, too. I know that popular with the outdoor music, too.
Yes.
Mary, anything as far as availability out there at Twin Town Villa? Talk about that.
No, we are full at this point, but that doesn't mean things don't change. And so if you are interested, come on out and get a tour, put your name on a waiting list, and we'll see if we can get you in.
All right. Mary, always great to talk with you. You enjoy the rest of the week, the weekend. We'll talk again next Thursday, okay?
Take care. Enjoy.
All bye right. Bye. Mary Wolfgram out of Twin Town Villa. We talk with Mary every Thursday at this time. Here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News Director Eric Johnson.
John Bozeman of Arkansas, the top Republican on the Senate Ag Committee, traveled to Oklahoma for a farm bill listening session. Bozeman says the suggestions from Oklahoma producers were similar to other farmers around the country.
Yes and no. Each state is a little bit different. On the other hand, it is amazing being with farmers all over the country. They're all the same. They're very concerned about the fact when you look at the forecast. Right now, we're in a situation where their input costs are very high. Those will level out eventually. But